Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600 thanks to Always Night Pads. Stop leaking overnight in your period. Always Night Pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with 100% leak protection so you can do your sleep thing. It's tied for 5 week every day this week. The last five contestants that managed to tie Raven with all five questions right, they're shot at redemption. Ashley, you ready to play today?
We are.
All right, this time you take them down. Ask them to leave the room, please.
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so Raven's walking out of here. When that big old door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. The same questions will be asked. Whoever gets the most right wins. As you know, ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
We are. Thank you.
Number one, Taylor Swift won Album of the Year at the Grammys for a fourth time, breaking her tie with Frank Sinatra, Paul Simon, and what other artists that also performed last night during the Memoriam segment?
Joni Mitchell.
Number two, speaking of the Grammys, the crowd was surprised when Trevor Noah pointed out that Meryl Streep was in attendance. She was seated next to her son-in-law, and they later presented an award together for Record of the Year. Who's that, her son-in-law?
I don't know.
Number three, Paris Hilton posted pics of her son's first birthday party. It was sea-themed. Her son has the same name as a city in Arizona. What is it?
Prescott.
Number four, Luke Combs was joined by what OG artist to sing the hit song Fast Car at the Grammys?
Tracy Chapman.
And number five, Shannon Doherty addressed her feud with the Charmed co-star on a panel this weekend. She believes that this Who's the Boss star was the reason why she had to leave the show. What actress is that?
Alyssa Milano.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah, we didn't watch the show.
Yes. 2 out of 5 for Ashley.
Oh, not too good. Let's see how I do. $600. Here we go.
Number one, Taylor Swift won Album of the Year at the Grammys for a fourth time, breaking her tie with Frank Sinatra, Paul Simon, and what other artists that also performed last night during the Memoriam segment?
Sir Duke himself, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder is correct. Number two, speaking of the Grammys, the crowd was surprised when Trevor Noah pointed out that Meryl Streep was in attendance, and she was seated next to her son-in-law, and they later presented an award together for Record of the Year. Who's that, her son-in-law?
Is it Mark Ronson?
Mark Ronson is correct. Number three, Paris Hilton posted pics of her son's first birthday party. It was sea-themed. Her son has the same name as a city in Arizona. What is it?
Is it Phoenix?
Yep. Number four, Luke Combs was joined by what OG artist to sing the hit song Fast Car at the Grammys?
Tracy Chapman. It was great.
And number five, Shannon Doherty addressed her feud with her Charmed co-star on a panel this weekend. She believes that this Who's the Boss star was the reason why she had to leave the show. What actress is that?
Alyssa Milano.
That's right. I'm sorry, Ashley, 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
That's all right. This is Ashley, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. Tomorrow, Anna, we play again. Tied for 5 all week.